Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Off The Ball, GAA.
No matter what montage of clips is done down to the years, you're going to see Kilkenny instrumental and choreographing a lot of their work.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
John, it was quite the night here at Tallaght Stadium. 5-1 victory, you've turned things around and all the Shamrock Rovers supporters go home happy.
Yeah, delighted. I think we performed to the levels that we know we can. And the scoreline showed it tonight, and we've progressed through to the next round of the Champions League.
We know things aren't easy in Europe, never mind in the Champions League. You had that 2-goal deficit. But the start of the game, you started really, really aggressively. You could kind of tell from the first moment you were right on tonight.
Yeah, definitely. As I said, our levels increased massively from last week. We knew it wasn't enough, and we came out and put a performance in tonight. Credit to everyone on the pitch, I thought they were brilliant. Even the subs that came on, they were quality. So it goes to show the squad depth that we have as well.
You reacted well into the equaliser on the night, because that could have been a real sucker punch.
Yeah, listen, it was unfortunate that we conceded, but I think we knew ourselves that if we kept performing to the level that we were performing on the pitch, we were going to create chances and the goals were going to come. I thought our keeper tonight was actually quite good, despite conceding 5 goals. But yeah, we created so many chances that it was inevitable that we were going to score.
Now, we're all giving you credit for the goal just before half-time. Even UEFA alongside us as well. But it was a brilliant header from Dylan Watts. You'll correct us there. You're not going to be the ultimate striker here and trying to claim that one as well.
No, give that one to Watts. It's a great header, great ball from Mads. It's brilliant. And that puts us another step towards, obviously, the rest of the game.
You talked about the positive start to the first half. It was equally as positive in the second half. You know, you really put the foot down there.
Yeah, I think we came in at half-time and we analysed that the first half was brilliant. There was a few small things that the gaffer pointed out and we corrected them, and the second half thought we were brilliant again. We upped our level again and the goals came.
You definitely can take credit for that one. To level the side on the night.
Yeah, I'll take credit for one. Yeah.
And then Jack is an absolute peach, isn't it, then, just to sum up a perfect night.
Yeah, it shows that the quality we have in our team. Like, you look at Jack's goal, you look at Graham's goal, some individual brilliance, and to have that within a system that we play is unbelievable. So all credit to them.
It's a result that obviously important, but it's probably even more important because the pathway now becomes a little bit cleaner in terms of your take on the Champions route. And look, put it this way, it would have been a lot more difficult had you not got the victory tonight.
Yeah, I think we have ambitions to go on and try and get into Europa League group stages. So to take a step towards that, winning the first round in the Champions League qualifier is brilliant. And fingers crossed we can fulfil them ambitions.
I've got to ask you as well, your native Down had a disappointing enough, like, you're, some many people mightn't even realise you've won the Talent Cup with Down, and then before you changed codes as well, it was a disappointing night for your county man.
Yeah, unfortunately, they were beaten at the weekend. I thought they were brilliant in the first half, and unfortunately in the second half, Wicklow came out and they were too strong for them, but yeah, unfortunate.
You're glad you've very much focusing on Champions League football now, and season, you play the cup on Friday night as well. It's a busy time for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. We know over the summer games are coming thick and fast, whether it be league, Europe, cup games, so we just need to rest up and prepare for each game at hand.
Just finally, very quickly then, Pico was back tonight. We all know his exploits. He's gone from marking Messi to back here in Tallaght Stadium. The buzz around the ground when he comes around is incredible. What was it like for have him back in the side tonight?
Yeah, delighted. We watched him throughout the World Cup. He was brilliant, not only as a player but a leader, and bring someone who's played at that level back into the starting lineup tonight, not only as an unbelievable player but, as I said before, as a leader. So.
Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. jerseys, face paint, scarves in questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run. You can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Helps us massively.
Stephen, what a night for your side. A fantastic performance, a fantastic result, and Tallaght Stadium leaves with a lot of happy punters.
Yeah, special night. I've just been told that we've broken a few records tonight, which is nice, and I'm delighted for the players, because as sloppy as we were last week, they were excellent tonight. They really were. They controlled the tempo, the energy in the game, our positions. We're a lot higher, a lot more aggressive. Our play was a lot more aggressive as a result, and they win the game. So it was a special night in Tallaght.
You were talking about your frustrations after the first leg with the result. They can go both ways, but you use that as positive fuel tonight, right from the off.
Yeah, we knew what went wrong last week. It was quite clear to see during the game, but it was even clearer to see after when we reviewed it as a group. These players are really, really clever footballers. They haven't done what they've done without understanding what we do. And when we reviewed it and went through, it was quite clear what we did wrong and how we could fix it, more importantly. And like I said, we've gone through it. In training, it's easy to go through it, but then you've got to produce it on the pitch. And to a man, they showed up, crossed the white line, and put in a hell of a performance.
Yeah, right from the off, you could see it, and the crowd reacted as well. But you were positive, you're aggressive, you got the ball forward down the flanks, particularly on the left-hand side very quickly, and you did so much damage to them, even in the first 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, we did. We felt that was an area we could hurt them. We needed our spacing to be good, obviously, to do that. Last week it wasn't. Tonight it was. We started really aggressive. Caused them problems, put them on the back foot, scored a goal, and got brilliant energy from the crowd, which helped us as well, which was great.
You reacted very well to the equaliser, because that could have rattled you, for want of a better word.
I think the timing, people talk about timing of goals for, but I think the timing of goals against can be crucial as well. And the fact that they scored early in the first half, I think, helped us, because it meant we could settle back into the game. We didn't have to panic. It wasn't just before half time, it wasn't late on in the game. The timing of their goal actually allowed us to breathe a little and relax and gain control of the game again, and I think the players showed all their experience and know-how in doing that.
We were all given John the goal for the first one, but Dylan Watts, we've been corrected afterwards. I think everyone got that one wrong, but John was immense up top. He was a constant menace and hard worker, and you know, he gave such a focal point up top.
He was brilliant. He really was. I think we've had to be patient with John when he came, changing his body, getting him to understand what we're expecting of him, how we play, how we press, everything, the detail. But I think you can see this season how much he's grown. The goals, he'll score more goals, I've no doubt. He's brave enough to miss, so he'll definitely score. But his all-round game is definitely improving.
And there was another John that stood out to me in the middle of the field, John O'Sullivan. I thought he was outstanding.
He was brilliant. We know he's played a lot of games for us, for someone so young, but there's a top player there for sure. Still bits to improve, we know that. But in terms of to show that maturity and control a game like he did at that age in a big game is only going to help his development. But great kid, great to work with. Real humble, works hard, and if he stays like that, we've got a real player on our hands.
Started the second half ever so well as well.
Yeah, we did. We knew the spaces were going to be slightly different in the second half, and we had to go back to probably what we look like normally in the second half, and we did that and started with a real energy, real tempo, and caused them problems.
You talk about your team creating records, an individual one for Graham there as well, 15 goals in Europe, the most now by a League of Ireland player outright, and what a goal it was as well.
Incredible. I keep saying it, we'll only fully appreciate Graham in 10 years, because there's not many players that play like Graham that can score that many goals. He's not an out-and-out striker, he doesn't stand in the box, he helps build your attack. He plays in pockets out wide. He plays deep. And for him to have that record, being that type of player, is special. It just probably shows the quality that he has and the type of player he is.
And a peach from Jack then to wrap it up.
Ah, yes. I thought Jack was brilliant tonight. I thought everything about him was really, he was on it tonight. And then the goal was top class. But again, we know Jack has that quality. And when he's on it like he was there, and he has been most of the season, you fancy him. He had one just in the first half. The keeper just touched it over the crossbar. But as soon as that one left his foot, you knew it was in.
And a word on your returning World Cup star?
it was great to have him back. We've obviously been on that journey with him. All of us have supported him and been emotionally on that journey with him. But it was great to have him back. He's obviously our leader. He's a big presence for us in training and in games. And I think he showed tonight the calmness that he brings to us.
Certainly got a buzz around the place. And then finally, Stephen, just the route now ahead becomes a little bit more clear-cut, because it was a vital victory tonight to get over the tie. Things become not straightforward, but certainly they could have been a lot more difficult had you gone the other route.
Yeah, we know Champions Path. We know the avenues it can open up for you. It guarantees absolutely nothing. We know that. But it gives you opportunities. And we have to be ready to take them. We have enough experience and know-how throughout the years of what it takes to go and take them. We have Cork on Friday, then we get ready for Armenia and we go and try and win that tie. Yeah.
Armenia via Cork.
Thank you.
Off the ball, GAA.
No matter what montage of clips is done down to the years, you're going to see Kilkenny instrumental and choreographing a lot of their work.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.